Welcome back to another podcast, a good news podcast. We have Gary here today, and he's going to share a good news article with us.
Yep. But I'll wait till a couple of other people come, you know, unless you want me to share it now.
You can share it now.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, now I had to put a... Hey, Sylvia.
Hey.
How are you?
All right.
So my article today is a woman in Houston who goes to work. She's like making homemade cards for strangers to brighten up their day.
Aww.
So she just, like I said, she just goes to work and she sees people who are down. So she makes homemade cards for them to, you know, just to brighten up their day.
That's sweet.
You know?
Aww.
But it's...
So wait, where does she make these cards? At home?
Houston.
In Houston?
At home. So
okay.
She goes to the Houston airport and she makes the cards and she gives them to people just to see them smile.
Oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Wow. Aww. So she just gives them these cards for free?
Yes.
Aww.
She just wanted to the airport for free, just giving homemade cards. Hey, Dana. How are you?
Good afternoon. Gary, you were able to join us?
Yes, for a little while because I'm meeting my friend soon. But I said, let me pop in because I haven't seen you guys in a while. I missed you guys.
I miss you too. That's wonderful.
You know, we have to have another gathering soon.
Yes.
You know, I know if summer's ending, so we have to.
It feels like it's
again.
Nippy.
Yeah, it's a little bit nippy now.
Right? It's starting to get cold.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm actually wearing a sweater. Well, a light sweater today.
Nice.
I don't mind it, actually. I do like the fall.
I love
the
fall.
Transition. Yeah.
You know, I love the pumpkin spice coffees and lattes. It's my favorite.
I'm not in it for some reason.
You're not into it?
No. I like apple cider donuts, but...
Yes.
Pumpkin.
Thank you.
Yes.
I can't wait for, like, the fall because I get the Keurig apple cider ones, and they're so delicious.
Oh, they are?
Keurig mm-hmm. apple cider coffee, or is it apple cider?
No, apple cider tea.
Cool.
It's just apple cider.
That's interesting. Okay.
It's believe me, it's delicious. I've gotten people hooked on them.
Gary,
but they only make it
palate.
Yeah.
What was that?
No, because they only make it in the fall. So.
Ah.
But I get it from like Amazon.
Oh yeah, I get my coffee from Amazon also. It's creamy hazelnuts Keurigs.
Okay.
I don't like Keurig coffee for some reason.
You don't?
I feel like it tastes like watered down. No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
And I
you haven't tried the cider.
All of those like pods, those plastic
right.
every
what?
Day, the Dunkin' ones.
I have to agree. I noticed the difference with Keurig coffee and the regular coffee boil over water. There's a, it's like a it does taste water like a little watered down. Like you have to add like two or three pods to make it taste normal.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't really have the coffee. I just have the apple cider. Coffee, I have something else.
Yeah, I mean, I don't find the... I mean, I like to put a K-cup and drink it. I don't know. It's easy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm used to it.
Yeah. It is easier, but it's just not as satisfying, I think.
Yeah.
And you don't know how much is, like, left in that container once you finish getting it out. I feel like there's so much waste. So.
There is.
Not
I agree with that.
I don't know. I mean, the leftover is weaker. That's what it is. You have to throw it out. You can't use it again.
That's true.
Yeah. I recycle them, so. It's hard to recycle them. You have to really dig in and dump out the coffee and then dump the plastic into the plastic container. But,
wow.
You know, a lot of people don't bother recycling them, but I do. You know, I like to recycle.
And I think you can use those coffee grounds like in your plants and stuff too.
Yeah. It's good manure.
Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah. I'm glad everyone's here for another podcast. And, you know, we're going to talk about some good news today. I think I have an article, so I'm going to share it. But I know I have an article, so I'll share it. Let's see. All right. So we're going to talk about how, so this lady used to be on opiates when she was young, and this officer kept on arresting her so many times. 8 years later, it became that she was so thankful for the officer to jail her, actually. She wanted, you know, she didn't realize it, but she's happy that the officer jailed her. The officer needed a transplant, a kidney transplant. He had a 5% chance of living. So she volunteered to give her kidney to this officer who jailed her so many times. And it turned out that they were a perfect match. He got the transplant. He's living longer. The officer was shocked because he knows that he thought that she would be the last person to give her kidney. It's such a twist.
And I think it says here that they crossed paths after like 10 years.
Yes. So they crossed paths. And
true.
You know how they crossed paths? Because she was on Facebook. On Facebook, she saw that the officer posted that he needs a kidney and he has only a 5% chance of living. She just was like, you know what? Right away. She's like, yes, we'll go get the kidney transplant. So she did all the tests and it was a perfect match. And she just did it right away. Yeah. So he arrested her 16 times for theft and drug charges. Yeah, between 2007 and 2012. Hmm. And she said she was just really lost. She kept on doing the bad things. She didn't know where to go. She was addicted to drugs. And she finally left the drug life and is a positive person right now. She even created her own organization to help other women recovering, or other people actually, not only women, other people recovering from drug habits. She has her own website here. It's called the placeofgracecenter.com. She's helping one soul at a time. So far she helped 508 people recover from drugs. Yeah. Jocelyn James Edmonds. She's so clean right now, and she's into the love of Christ. So I think that with religion and this officer arresting her, it just, a light bulb went up in her head and she just stopped. Yeah. So she was jailed in Alabama. Now she's just free. She made that non-profit organization. So if anyone's suffering from a drug addiction, there's always somewhere to go. If you want, it's right there, placeofgracecenter.com. She just took it in the positive light. Like, he actually saved her life. And now she wants to save his life, which she did. Everything happened for a reason.
Yeah. Oh, look at the cat feet.
There's an ad for a cat feet.
Signsville.
Yes, there's cat feet advertisements here. Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, so anyone looking for cat feet?
Do you have cat feet, Gary?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I have dog feet.
Oh, you have dog feet? Okay.
Yeah.
I have cat feet. Anyone else has cat feet, sir?
Not yet.
Aw.
Pizza Man is here. Yay.
Pizza Man is here.
That's right.
Pizza what toppings would anybody like today?
You have to put some mushrooms on there.
Mushrooms?
Pineapples. I love pineapple on pizza.
I'll take some chicken and onion.
Mm. I'll go with Dana with the jalapenos.
I will go next. I have like four or five, but maybe a couple.
There was
a lot of good news this morning.
Oh, great.
I see a couple of good news.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here is my story for today. Okay. It's from the Good News Network. It's world's biggest rooftop greenhouse in Montreal is as big as 3 football fields and now can feed 2% of the city just on this rooftop. It was dated on September 8th of this year, so it's fairly recent. So this is a project that's been going on for a few years. It was launched in 2009, and Quebec is in Canada. It's the eastern part of Canada, and I've been to it. It tends to get, you know, extremely cold in the winter time, so that's when they can't grow as many crops. And then in the article, it also mentions that they're saving on emissions by bringing, instead of transporting in crops and fruits and vegetables, they're growing their own. So they're also saving the environment in that way. And I think this is something to relates to what Sylvia was doing. It says here, it looks something like out of a Star Trek episode where they have hydroponic gardens that utilize pipes in which the roots of the plant can dangle freely and where a steam bathes them in essential nutrients and water, eliminating the need for soil. So this is like a soilless garden that they have that's pretty much used very naturally, and they grow a lot of crops on it. And here's the Prime Minister of Canada, right there, that good-looking man. Yeah. So it says here, these energy-efficient and environmentally friendly practices are on top of a year-on-year profitable businesses that employs 500 people and sells $30 produce baskets for 20,000 families a week. So they get like a basket full of like fruits and vegetables for $30.
Oh.
All while running a distribution service under the greenhouse that connects local artists and food markets that produce things like fresh pasta to Montreal houses with home delivery. So I think this is like the way to go for the future, to use rooftops because they already get so much sunlight and they're pretty much not being used for anything. But here they are. And I also read somewhere that they, this part. The advantage of being on a roof is that you recover a lot of energy from the bottom of the building. He adds, noting that they can save a significant amount on heating during the notoriously cold Quebec winters. So it preserves, it's almost like insulation because they have, you know, their gardens on their rooftop. So snow doesn't really accumulate as much and it keeps the entire building nicely insulated. So I feel like it's a win-win in all scenarios. I think this is a wonderful.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, it's a 2-for-1.
Yeah, right? Yeah, grocery. Yeah.
Okay, so wait, $30 a
basket.
Mm-hmm. That's a little pricey, isn't it?
I feel like people spend that much on groceries anyways.
Yeah. It's actually not bad.
It depends what's in the basket.
It also depends how big the basket is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's in it? Because some fruits are produce is expensive.
Right.
Yeah. No, I know. I actually signed up. A while back, I used to sign up to these food subscription boxes. Like the last one was Misfit Boxes, where they give you like these misshapen looking vegetables, and they're like, like grocery stores don't buy them before they, and they're perfectly good, you know. But I had to stop the box because it was kind of getting pricey. So I was like, and also like you have to make time to figure out a recipe and how to make it too, and like chop up all the stuff. It was good though. It was good while it lasted. But it's a great idea. So because it doesn't make sense for people to go hungry when there's so much food around, right? Like the earth grows so much food, you know, we can get like, it's like a bountiful of plenty, you know, like people shouldn't be hoarding it and charging like $6 for a head of lettuce, you know, and you can get it for like $1 if you grow it yourself. But
yeah,
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, no, and the idea of organic is great.
Huh? Yeah. And it also says here that they use a rainwater collection system, and they also have like natural insects that live there and pollinate. So it reduces like pests to be formed in the environment too, because they'll have like wasps and bumblebees working. So, you know, that'll reduce like mosquitoes and other unnecessary pests that come in. So. And I know Nicole does like a farm share where she works, where I think they pay like $25 to $35 a week, where they get like a basket full of like produces too. And she said that goes a long way. Because she doesn't have to shop for those things outside. And it's naturally grown and you know where it's coming from. You see it physically growing. So that's kind of like peace of mind too, to know where it's growing and who's taking care of it. So
I thought that was good. Something
nice to share. So
Like around the corner from me, they have a green market now that the prices are way less than retail, so I have to check it out first, but I've been hearing a lot of good things, so because I don't use a lot of produce, but now that it's, you know, very efficient, I will.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I definitely like that concept of organic. I think we'll get more into that as the time go on. Organic, because we have like organic food stores all over. Trader Joe's is one which I love. Whole Foods is also another one. So now Canada, I think a lot of countries, like different countries, like Canada and Australia and America, is also doing it, having more organic products, implementing more greenhouses. So it's a good
thing. Or like if it's not organic, at least having it being locally made, so you're not really importing and exporting of goods, because I feel like that in itself, like you need to add preservatives in order for those fruits and vegetables to stay healthy all those days while they're being transported. Where else, if you could walk a block from your house and pick up things that are growing naturally and they're fresh, I feel like that makes a bigger difference to your bodies too.
That's a good reason to get out of New York City. Farms all around America, just not here.
Or you can have your own garden in New York.
Which I do.
I have
Matt, you have to get your own rooftop.
Well, I was going to be able to buy a penthouse suite and a whole entire building, so I'll get there. A few million.
No, I was actually reading during this pandemic, like people, like gardening supplies, like gardening supply companies, they've been getting increases in sales because more and more people, they just got into gardening hobby. Maybe they were thinking, oh my God, I won't get food, so I have to grow my own food. Or maybe it's like, it's such an interesting hobby and it's like, it's kind of satisfying to watch something grow. Like you put in the time and effort and it's going to produce some kind of result for you. It's nice.
This
might be the wave of the future. More and more people are going to start growing their own stuff.
Right. And it also has to do with boredom too, right? Quarantine happens. People are like, oh, what can I do with my time? I have a yard. I could plant some crops and grow my own vegetables. Because that's what happened when I moved into the house in June. I went out, you know, to get seeds or little plants of cucumbers. There was nothing on the shelves. I would ask the people at the plant nurseries. And they're like, oh, everything's been, you know, being pulled off the shelves really quickly. People are buying things like crazy. So you really have to come when they deliver it, because they really do run out fast, because everyone wants to get busy in the garden, because what else is there to do when you're in quarantine working from home? You want to work in a garden and grow your own crops. And it is satisfying to grow something out of earth.
Absolutely.
It's a nature's depression cure, you know.
I think that it's just people don't have time. Maybe it's boredom too, but time is also another thing. It's like, how are you going to have time to take care of a crop when you have to go back and forth to the city to work all the time? Mm-hmm. So if you go out to Montauk, which we've all been, they do that even without COVID. They're always gardening out there. It's kind of like the thing that they do out there, because they're wealthy enough to afford to not have to travel to work all the time. So they get that luxury. Yeah, and it does build positivity.
Yeah, and I see you're wearing the Montauk Long Island shirt.
That's awesome. I'm moving to Montauk. I just got to get rich.
You'll have to get rich and move out there.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Well, speaking of quarantine, my next article is about a positive news in the quarantine. Let me see. So, here we go. So it says 2/3 of Americans have a better... became a better person this year because of the quarantine. And things, so here are the top things people no longer take for granted. Because of the quarantine, people are spending more time, quality time with their family or friends, 52.28%. And hugs, people are hugging more due to staying home from the quarantine. It's sweet. I don't know about this, but I think that people, they said traveling to new destinations, they don't take that for granted anymore. Well I can see that.
Huh? We have to visit.
Camping has become an extremely big thing right now. Like, it's because now people travel, they're all traveling around America driving in RVs and stuff. So, yeah, they're getting to appreciate more of where they live around.
And because people are used to working 9 to 5, they missed out on family time a lot. You know, you come home at 6 o'clock, basically, and you just see your family for dinner and maybe a little TV, and that's it. And then you go to sleep. So now everyone's, a lot of people are home, spending more and more time with their friends and family. And I think that changed also the business structure. More people are going remote. People want to spend time with their family, you know, instead of going into an office, sitting down all day and away from their family. And I just think it's a great thing. I mean, that's a positive thing that happened in the quarantine. People are doing date nights. They're shopping in stores. They don't take that for granted. Now they will shop, you know, they miss shopping in the store. They miss date nights and family time. What else they said? Stopping for a cup of coffee on their way. They took that for granted before. I used to get coffee on my way to work. And I used to love the New York City coffee in the stand, the coffee stands. It tastes so good. I don't know what it was, but it was a dollar a coffee.
It's a tap water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know, but the dollar New York City stand coffees in the morning, it was delicious.
I agree. Yeah.
I don't know. Meeting new people.
Going to the movies isn't on here because I kind of miss that.
You do?
Like, I miss that Fresh Meadows, the reclining seats movie theater. I used to love going there and just like reclining and watching like movie with like a popcorn or even like Bollywood movies in theaters. Like, I miss going to those. Who knows when that's going to open up?
Yeah, before the COVID happened, I had just got the AMC stubs and I was going to the movies like every week. And now that this happened, I was like, wow.
Did they reimburse you?
No, they just didn't charge us.
Oh, good.
Every month they already emailed us and saying, we're not going to charge you until you say to charge you back.
So with COVID also, people also miss chatting with coworkers during lunch. I remember doing that all the time, just chatting with coworkers. It was fun.
Yes, it is. It is fun. I miss that too.
Yeah. I don't know about this one, an afternoon at the beach. I mean, we do that now, I think.
Yeah. We get more beach time in now.
Yeah. People miss sending their kids off to school in the morning. But I think that's coming back now. But that's something that the people missed.
Yeah.
The 21st, I believe.
But we shall see about that. Hopefully, it all goes well. Also, people miss attending sporting events, you know, just throughout the lockdown, everything was locked down, you know.
Yes, I do miss it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sporting events, and not only sporting events, but shows. A lot of shows were canceled or postponed until the next year. Yeah. They also miss, go ahead.
I said, I used to go to 10 baseball games a year.
Oh, oh, wow. That's a lot.
It is.
Aw. Well, I'm sure that's going to open up soon.
No, because the season's nearly over.
Oh, okay. So next year then.
Next year.
All right. You know. And also people they miss dropping the kids off to play dates. Okay, great. So now the things that people want to do after lockdown would be self-reflection. They want to spend more time with the family. So because of the lockdown, that's what they want to do. More meaningful relationships with their loved ones, continue new hobbies. A lot of people picked up hobbies during this lockdown. And attend in-person events through virtual counterparts. They want to move closer to their loved ones. They want to focus on better work-life balance. And a lot of people want to change their careers now to have more meaningful work. I think that's positive news.
In total, basically everyone just, the universe basically is giving everybody a means to get back to the things that actually matter in life, we can take as.
Yeah, it made us slow down and think about things.
Yeah, things that we took for granted all these years. Yes. And now it's just like the little things in life, like walking through a bookstore, you know, drinking a cup of coffee, things like that. So.
Oh, yeah, that was my favorite thing to do back in college. Barnes and Noble, just walking through all of that. I loved it.
And people would actually like sit down and like read on like every aisle. There had to be people like sitting down and reading. They took out like chairs and stuff, but that didn't stop people. People still sat down on the floor to read books for free. It was crazy.
I used Barnes and Noble for all the wrong things.
And they had a Starbucks in the store. So it's like
Second floor.
Down, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I used to love going to the Barnes and Nobles just to study on the tables with Starbucks. You had to buy something, but I didn't care because it was peaceful.
Yeah.
So. Of course, of course.
Anyone else has anything else to say? Articles? Mm-hmm. Sylvia, did you share any?
I had something, but I just hope it's not... I guess it's fine. I'll share something.
Is it positive?
It's positive. It's positive.
Okay.
This is about, I think it's pretty relevant in a way, because we were talking about people, how are people dealing in the quarantine, right? And I read another article before, I think it's a little bit more depressing, but this one I think is more positive. They were saying people under the age of 35 are being more and more, getting more and more depressed because they're not getting that social interaction that they need. And so this article kind of ties into how getting help for depression helps save your life. And this is a Dakota, this is a Cowboys quarterback, Dak Prescott. He revealed that he is battling depression, and he says that getting help saves lives. So I mean, reading this, and as someone who's and he's a celebrity, so for a celebrity to say this, because a lot of celebrities, they pass on because they, they had that illness. And a lot of people are they don't like to talk about it. And he said, you know what, you should go out, and if you have this illness, just go out and get help. And there was some backlash. There was one, people are like, someone once said, it's a weakness, you know? But he said, no, that's not a weakness. And he says, to be a true leader, you have to, don't hide, like, be honest with yourself, and don't say, oh, I'm so strong, you know, just say, like, if I have an issue, I'm getting help as well. So he said he's talked to his family, he talked to his friends, and he's reached out and got, and had conversations with people. And he said, you know what, this really helped me a lot. And he says mental health is a huge issue, and it's a real thing in the world. And especially now with the way things are, with people get depressed for anything now, but they didn't get likes on Facebook, or they get bullied or anything. So any little thing, especially in this kind of climate, we should all go out and get help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like what he said here. He said, being a leader is about being genuine and being real. And he said, before I even lead, I have to make sure my mind is in the right place to do that, and lead people to where they want to be. I think that is important, to be vulnerable, to be genuine, and to be transparent. Yeah. So I like what he said there.
Quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Okay. See, I mean, a lot of celebrities, they are depressed because it's a lot of pressure, you know, it's a lot of pressure to do good.
And then you hear people still saying things like, what was it? This Fox News commentator said, because he said he's battling depression, he called him weak, like he had a weakness, and he had a lot of backlash for being insensitive. Of course, he's going to say that was misconstrued. But it's because people still think that because you have these thoughts, these foreign thoughts and feelings you never thought you would have before, that you're suddenly a weak person. It's a personal thing, but no, it's more of a health issue, you know? So people, it's like one of those invisible health issues that people don't understand. So it's refreshing. Yeah, it's refreshing to see someone like a quarterback, like someone in a very manly sport, reach out and say he thinks it's important to be vulnerable and take care of yourself. So I think that's something that's going in the right direction.
Depression, I mean, it's literally like a chemical imbalance in your brain. You know, there's lack of serotonin, you know, lack of other chemicals like what endorphins and things like that, that your body needs to kind of release that happiness hormone being depressed. So this is great that people are actually standing up and making statements about these things, because it does need to be talked about.
Exactly, and especially someone into such a manly sport, you know. Back in the days, they used to have this toxic masculinity thing going on, like, men don't cry, or something like that, and men don't talk about their feelings. But I like that men are starting to talk about their feelings, and men are starting to open up about how they really feel about things, and it's going to help benefit society, because then you don't have people bottling up stuff and then it comes in such a negative way, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So happy. I hope that we lowered your depression today with all our articles and our positive vibes. Please don't forget to follow us on Spotify to hear good news every week. And hopefully everyone, we lightened your day.